Now, although she's only 25, singer-songwriter Teela Watson is known by the stage name Ancestress. Now, as I said earlier, it was her great auntie Mook, the activist, storyteller, radio broadcaster, Maureen Watson, who first posed that question. What kind of ancestor will you be? What will you leave behind? What will your legacy be to future generations? Will you leave a mark at all? Now, Teela Watson's been thinking about that in a few ways. What part does sovereignty and land rights play in the climate change debate? Teela's won the Australia Council's Dreaming Award to produce an album that riffs on those themes, essentially our responsibility to the future. Teela comes from a well-known family of activists, radio broadcasters, poets, writers, storytellers. When she was little, she wanted to sing like Mariah Carey. But things changed for Teela when she lost her father, Ross.
Said I was the one that he searched for. Loved him like I'd never been hurt before. But beyond the surface, there lurked more. And for what it's worth, I let my nerve fall. Everything was fine, he was loving me. Till I saw the peace inside him cease. Said if I ever had the strength to leave, he was gonna punch out all of my teeth. Maybe it was all just way too soon. Maybe if we didn't meet, I wouldn't have a clue. Truth is that I never knew what to do. And if a sign never came,
I was probably three or four when my cousin Rochelle released her EP, I think it was, and she would perform at NAIDOC events and Woodford Folk Festival. And there's quite a lot of photos actually of her on stage and me just right at the front of the stage, just staring at her. So she was a big influence on me, and I just wanted to sing. That's the biggest thing that I wanted. And yeah, it's funny because there's a story about me being like four, and I was at my Auntie Maureen's house, and there was like a family gathering there, and I jumped up on this table. I was so young, shame, but I jumped up on this table and I said, oh, can I have everyone's attention, please, you know, and everyone was looking at me, and I started singing this song like that I was just making up about the trees and how important the trees was, and we shouldn't cut the trees down because they make air. And, you know, it was funny because then I got older and, of course, I wanted to sing like Mariah Carey, and I wanted to sing love songs, and I wanted to sing like Destiny's Child. And then in the last 6 years, I've gone back to singing about the trees and how important the air is. My name is Teela Watson. I'm a Birriggubbawirri and Kungaloo Murray from central Queensland, and I perform under the name Ancestress. I'm really a multi-medium kind of artist. I do visual arts as well as music and performing arts and writing, so yeah. I was introduced to this discussion by my father while he was writing his PhD. And, you know, my father was a very, very politically minded visionary in a way, you know. And so I've been very lucky to have that introduction into this conversation, because it helps to inform, I guess, what perspective I'm coming from. And I think there's a lot of young people that are thinking about climate change. And you know, I think sometimes it might be hard to make the connections between climate change and the importance of our sovereignty and the importance of land rights, you know. It's very obvious, but I think it goes a lot deeper than I think anyone could understand, you know, including myself. We had over 60,000 years of evolution, and we continued to evolve, and we continued to compile knowledge and refine knowledge. And so I think our perspective on things like climate change, things like governance, I think are very valuable and very important.
You are the recipient of the Dreaming Award this year. Yes. What are you going to do with that? Because that award is all about, you know, our younger generation and their dreams and their hopes and their aspirations for the future.
I'm going to create an album that is basically about this stuff we've been talking about. I want to consult with elders throughout the process. I want to really, I guess, I want to write about the intersections between sovereignty and, you know, land rights and climate change and global warming and governance issues and social issues. That's really it. But I also want to do it in a really super political way. And so, you know, I've also got stuff in there, you know, obviously about being a woman, being a Murray woman, the way that we connect to our land. I think it's really an encompassment, I guess, this album. I want it to encompass a lot of the knowledge that I've been handed down by my elders, and I want to gather more as well.
You're from a very, you know, culturally important family.
I think all families are culturally important. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not...
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Your dad, Ross, and, you know, your auntie, who you mentioned earlier, Auntie Maureen, you're a great thinker, activist, Sam, your cousin, and Sam Wagan Watson, your other cousin, his son. You know, I think it does go in... I think it does run in families. And when there's one that stands up, then they teach their future generations also to stand up. I don't think that's unusual or that they're more culturally important than anyone else, but it does go in families. Mm. So you come from a tradition of people who stand up. It's not unusual.
Mm. I think I was really lucky. The thing about Auntie Maureen and Dad, you know, they were so neat. They were just really, like, you know, they were just geniuses, really, you know. And, you know, my Auntie Lil is like that too, as well, to me, and Auntie Mary Graham. And yeah, you know, a lot of our family, like the way that they think, you know, my Uncle Charlie as well. I think, you know, the thing is that it wasn't just standing up for them. It was actually about, from my perspective, you know, I can't speak for them, but from my perspective, it was just about who they were. It was about their characteristics. You know, they had a strong sense of justice in general. They had brilliant minds. You know, they were so smart. And so being around them, it was impossible for that to rub off because that was their personality. It wasn't something that they went and did out, you know, just for one.
It wasn't a performance.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't something that was just for one part of their lives. Mm. It was an all-encompassing thing. And I think the beauty of that was that, you know, that came down to the way that they treated and interacted with us kids, you know, and young fellas in the family, you know.
What people are telling me is that they have honourable ancestors. And of course, you know, we all do. But nobody ever tells us that while we are alive here in our lifetime, we literally have the power to decide what kind of ancestors we are going to be, what kind of ancestors we will give the children of the future. By the things we say, the actions we take, the visions we embrace, these things decide what kind of ancestors we will be.
Auntie Maureen had such a wonderful impact, I think, on our family and, you know, all of our old people, you know. I think it's funny because sometimes I look at other people, like, you know, just general society, and I think, like, there's not a lot of boys or men in my family that are sexist. Or that are comfortably sexist anyway, you know.
Openly sexist.
Yeah. Mm. And I think that's something that, you know, from Auntie Mook and from my Auntie April and my Auntie Lilla, you know, I think that comes from them as well because, you know, we have such a strong kind of sense of respect, you know, especially like for them old fellas, you know, we're still not allowed to swear around them. The amount of respect that we were made to have as children, I think that's really important, you know. I was very lucky to be born into my family.
One thing that your Auntie Maureen said, which has stuck in my mind for a very long time, was that, you know, this idea that we should be honourable ancestors.
Yes, yeah.
And that if we lived our lives with that in mind, that we have a responsibility to the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we were honourable ancestors in our lives here today, that was the best thing we could be.
Yeah. I think it was through your decisions and actions of today, will you be an honourable ancestor to the children of tomorrow? I think that really, you know, there's the brilliance, like, you know, she was just a genius. I think, you know, with words, with anything, she could pick anything up and make it 10,000 times better. She was just too deadly. And I think that's been a really big influence for me, especially that quote, but just her, you know, just as a woman, as my auntie, you know, she was magic, yeah. And she influenced my dad a lot, you know, even after she passed away and when he was doing his PhD, you know, often we would talk about that influence and what she had been teaching him all of these years. And he was kind of unpacking that during doing his PhD work, which he wrote a book, which we're hoping to publish soon, called The River Story. He really took on a lot of what she'd been teaching him for a long time. And I think, I think it's really important.
Is it a work of fiction, your father's PhD?
It's creative nonfiction.
Can you say what it's about? Is it about the Brisbane River?
No,
just a river. It's called the River
Story. Well, our country is freshwater country. It's pretty much the story of humanity through the eyes of a river, and it talks about natural law, and it talks about respect for country. It talks about, you know, the relationship between Murrays and country, and it's almost like I've heard people talk about it and say that it's similar to a Bible, in terms of the way that it goes all through history, kind of thing, you know. I think it's a very important story, and he thought that too, and it is. It was kind of his masterpiece, I think, you know. And so we've been lucky. I've been really lucky, you know, to have that influence and to be able to sit with him while he was writing that. I think, probably one of the most, if not the most important kind of experience of my life, really. So we're hoping to release that this year, maybe next year. Yeah.
The recipient of the Australia Council's Dreaming Award, Teela Watson, otherwise known as Ancestress.